Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone to the share. We're holding the last shtickel in Perek Zayin at the end of Shaar Betachin. Because the Techsach HaKarasa Yaisa Mizeh, the Voida Betachin is Akar and Hashem. The Voida Betachin is not thinking about all your problems. The Voida Betachin is thinking about Hakar and Hashem. That's the Voida Betachin. So when your Akar gets stronger, B'chemlas HaBayra Al Bruav, and you realize you're thinking about Hashem so much, you're mirroring in your mind the tremendous love that Hashem has for every single person and every single nivra, even goyim, even people that any briyim, even animals. So then your mindset starts being interested in what Hashem's giving you, because you see how Hashem cares so much to give you the perfect spice of life. Belibay o belashaynai, in your heart, in your lips, the bechushav of a nir of a nistar. Because you see Hashem so strong, you're happy with all his gzeris and all matzavim. Even though it looks like the world's coming to an end, you don't worry about it, because Hashem, it's Hashem. And you have such a kar in Hashem that even if there's death or life, rish v'aisha, poor or rich, brias v'chayli, or health or sick, la yichsayf l'zulas mashabachalei likim. This is the next madrega, that you just mock Hashem so strongly, you don't even think it should change. And you only want what Hashem is providing. The nimsar el likim, and your whole mind is given over to Hashem. Umashlich nafshay v'gufay al dinav, and you give yourself over to Hashem's anhaga. V'yigvar inyan al inyan, and you don't even think one thing over another, which means that you're not pushing change. V'yivchazulas mashu bay minyani aylam, and you don't pick anything except what Hashem gives you. I never made a decision, and I want to change. That means once I go on with a certain program, I realize that Hashem is pushing me in this direction, and I'm so happy with Hashem's hanhaga and realizing His greatness, that I don't bring my mind to even think about change.
When it says the word Yisma, happy, isn't it about if Chas v'Shalom the Eibush goes or whatever serious illness, I can understand. That's what it means, accept. I can relate. I'm accepting. I don't have any cash. Tom again, I'm accepting whatever the Eibush, but to say I'm happy.
Okay, so the Gemara says that Kishem Shem Varchem Al Ra, Kishem Varchem Al Toi B'Simcha. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh asks,
B'simcha,
yeah. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, how's the Shaykh Simcha? Yes, your Kasha. Yes, your Kasha. And he says that the way you come to Simcha is because when you have Tzaris, you feel very connected to Hashem, and you feel Hashem's giving you Musar to help you, and the connection and the Hargish of Hashem's taking care of you gives you Simcha. Even though he's taking care of you in a way that's hurting, but the connection to Hashem gives you Simcha. As our Chaim Kodesh says, the connection to Hashem gives you simcha.
So
Gemara, yeah, Kashem Shvarcha Otay, b'simcha, b'simcha. The Gemara says b'simcha. Kashem.
Maybe she wants me to connect more to Hashem.
Right, so that gives me simcha. When I feel close to Hashem, it gives me simcha. Because if Hashem is doing it for me, Hashem is such a big Baal Chesed. If Hashem is doing me, must be able to get so much gain out of it that it's worth the pain. Hashem wouldn't make this decision to give me pain if it's not worth the gain.
It must be, Hashem to be done.
So I'm so happy now, because when I see the pain, I see the gain. I see the gain. You wouldn't give a guy a surgery if it's not worth it, right? It has to be worth the pain, right? The gain has to be worth the pain. So if a person's having so much yisurim, it must be the gain is so much greater that it's worth the pain, right? Otherwise Hashem wouldn't put you through it. So when I see the surim, I see the gain.
What's the gain? To be closer, I want to be closer.
It's nitzchias. The gain is nitzchias. Nitzchias.
Closer to Hashem in this
nitzchias. And the next world. It's a nitzchistic gain. So Hashem made a decision that it's worth the pain. So that gives me simcha. Because I see the gain. Hashem wouldn't do it if it wouldn't be worth it, right? Hashem wouldn't put me through if it's not worth it. So it must be the gain is so strong that brings me tremendous avat Hashem. So when a person lives with Hashem, and he's makir that the whole world is Hashem, so then he plugs into Hashem in every matzav. He's makir Hashem in every single matzav, and therefore he's not pushing for change. He lets things ride. He lets it ride. He lets this trip ride. La'ilam la'yaskamti me'ilam, and I didn't decide that this is the matzav, esavisi lezulasai, and I won't change. Look at the paslachem. Ma'ilam la'karali sheskamti al inyan echad, l'sasik bayi v'chazarki bayi. If you make a decision, you're going to do a certain thing, and then you switch, that's a chasarin in hakara of Hashem's anhaga. Hashem's fearing the welt.
Hashem put that idea into my mind?
Yeah, you made the decision. He pushed you to that direction. So stick to it. So, the Madregas in Betachin is Madregas in Hakara in Hashem. It's levels of Hakara, of recognition. The more you recognize Hashem, the higher the Betachin. So, we're on page Reish Aleph. V'kasha techzak hakarasi v'likim yaisim izeh. And it's even a higher level. Even a higher level. Can you imagine? It's even a higher madrega. And you understand the reason why you're in this world. The reason why in this world is contrary to the American Mahalach. The American Mahalach is that the reason why I'm in this world is to go on vacation. That's the reason why I'm here, right? It's all about the vacation, right? I'm in this world to go on vacation. But it's not the mechuvin bria. Wasn't not mechuvin the bria to go on vacation. That wasn't why Hashem made the world. I'm in this world to be makir Hashem. That's why I'm in this world.
He says, even what happened to me, everything was Hashem meant.
Right. So my avaida is in every single nesayin to be makir Hashem. Why did Hashem put me in this world that's temporary? Right, I'm not here that long, right? But Yaker Maila Sa'ilam Ha'acher Hakayim. Obviously, this trip is for the next world, right? It's not all about the vacation in this world, right? Yimas Ba'il Mazah Ubisi Baisav. I don't even care about this world because I know it's so temporary. V'yimaser b'machshavti b'nafshi v'gufay al-alikim yisparach. And I connect my brain to Hashem. My brain is connected to the true light and simcha, l'ishtasheh b'zichrei b'bedidus. And even when you're alone, you're thinking about Hashem. You're not depressed, right? You're not lonely. Why? Because you see that Hashem is with you. You reach such a level with betachin that you feel Hashem is literally. You feel Hashem with you. So you're happy with the thought of Hashem being with you and spending time with Him, v'yishtaymim mebilti hamachshava begdulasai, and in your mind you don't think about anything else except for Hashem, because Hashem is so clear to you that this world is so like nothing in comparison that your mind doesn't have any thoughts about that. Look at the Manach Halvavus, v'yishtaymim mebli machshava begdulasai ein oyla bedaitoi machshava acheres. Yishtai means it's flat. It doesn't think about anything else. So let's say machshav gdulas Hashem yisbarach. You have such a clarity in the gdulas Hashem that you don't think about anything else. Rakom mishtaimim v'shaisik me'machshav esacheres. You're completely silent from any other machshav. So paisik mehem mehera ma'il v'dayt. You quickly run away from them. Yishtaim k'shachada emloshen shema leiv. It's empty. Shema shemaim. It's a lemer. You're wondering, how can someone not think Chayshuv Gdulas Hashem Yisal Tamid? How can you not be constantly thinking about Hashem? Even on yourself, let's say you don't think about Hashem. How can it be? You're always thinking about Hashem no matter where you're going, because you're forcing the machshava, because there's nothing else to think about.
What is the pshat? Yimus ba'olam hazeh.
Because it's not so important to you. It's not important to you.
It's disgusting.
He means that if it's a tachlis and it's el, like going on vacation, it's mias. But if it's to serve Hashem, it's not mias.
Right. Uh-huh.
It's mias to become its own entity. That's what it means. This world's not an entity in its own. Just to live here, to go on vacation and lay on the beach. This world is here as a vehicle to connect to Hashem. That's why Hashem made the world. That through our avoda, we're able to connect him, and then we can get our nitzchias. We get a nitzchias to go. But this that you think about Hashem always is not something that you're forcing your mind to do. It says Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. I always think about Hashem, right? If you tell a guy, you think about a red fire truck for 2 weeks straight, he'll be in Bellevue Hospital by the time you're done, right? So why does it say Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid? The answer is because the person didn't finish the pasuk. It says Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Mimini Bal Emait, because you never leave my side. You see Hashem always there taking care of you, so that's why you're thinking about him. Let's say a kid, his parents tell him in 2 weeks, I'm going to take you to Niagara Falls for the eclipse. Right? We're going to go to the eclipse. We're going to go in 2 weeks to Niagara Falls on Monday. Right? We're going to go on the eclipse because you're going to see the full eclipse of Niagara Falls. So for 2 weeks straight, the kid's thinking about Niagara Falls. He's thinking about his trip, right? The kid's not going to go to Bellevue Hospital. He's thinking 2 weeks straight about Niagara Falls. Why? Because he's excited. He's excited about it. The Rebbe trying to teach him might end up in Bellevue Hospital. Because that kid, he's not getting that kid to think and learning for 2 weeks. But the kid's not going to Bellevue Hospital because the kid's excited. So it's Shavisa Hashem Lenegdi Samid, not because the force, because it's Minibal Emite, because I see you always holding my hand. I see you doing for me everything. So Mela, I'm never stopping to think about you.
I'm excited.
Hashem, look what Hashem's doing for me. You can't stop. Imagine a rich guy gives you $1 million. You don't stop thinking about it. The next day he gives you another $1 million. You don't stop thinking about it, right? It's not a forced machshava. If it's a forced machshava, then it's not akara and mimini bal emay. So, when a person's makad the gedulas Hashem, you know, they used to teach evolution, that the world, there's a certain theory to evolution, and the theory is based on how many light years they assume the world was created in. There's certain light years. A few months ago, they sent up a new telescope, a tremendous telescope. They sent it up in a rocket. They sent it up to the sky, and they got now new hakara that the universe is so many more billions of light years that it's not even possible for evolution to be true. So they want to take it out of the books now. It's a big fight because it's not shaykh to be true. If evolution would be true, the world would be destroyed already. According to what they know now, how big the light years of the world is. The world it wouldn't be existing now, wouldn't be shy.
Because evolution is saying it's much shorter time?
It has to be the world, yeah, it's based on how big the universe is. And they're now makir that the universe is so many billions of light years, billions and billions, more than they could possibly imagine. It's not possible these theories is shaychas. They're seeing the godless of the universe. It's really a Kadosh Baruch Hu's netzchias, a Kadosh Baruch Hu's netzchias, and the world's Hashem's ain saif. The Bria is ain't safe. And the Kara in Hashem's Bria is so unbelievable. Imagine billions of light years. We don't even know what billions, we don't know what light years. It's billions of light years. It's a Kara in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made these billions and billions of light years. He's taking care of me. Can you imagine? Think about that.
They don't believe in Hashem. They're saying
But they're even makir that all their theories are stupid. Mamish stupidity. It's narishkeit. It's not shayach. It's not even shayach to be. It's not possible. But, you know, they have to have some type of answer because they can't be Hashem, right? Then they're going to have to do avoida or whatever. That's not an option. But there's no other option. They can't even come with a theory anymore. And a theory means it was never even proven. But even that's not even shayach to be. But the point is that we know it's Hashem, and that gives us a kara and a Kadosh Baruch Hu's godless of Ein Saif. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu's godless of Ein Saif is taking care of me in my little world, every little thing he set up in my life. And therefore, when I'm makir that, I don't think anything else except for Hashem himself, because that's the only real chesed for me is when I'm makir Hashem. That's always why I'm here in this world. Zakti Nadir Bakaidish. Biyasei Amistakal Eza Tam Nivra. It says in Merechem Ime Akala, which is Akala means it's Nifsed. Come to kill you, and it has to means it's not forever. Harachad Akayim Oil Manitz Kishen Loi Tachlis. Bebedius Kishia Bided Mishtashev Vezuches Kvayt Hashem. You only think about the covenant of Hashem. Azu Mayis Vayel Mazeh. And once you think about Hashem, like, well, I'm going to think about the Hanoa Vayel Mazeh. When you have any time, he's learning Mibli Hashem means you have time to any time to think about Hashem. Az who called him Shtaimim Visar Menu Kol Shashuv, Ainly Shum Davar, he has nothing else to think about. People enjoy thinking about things that make them happy, right? So the only thing that he's thinking about that makes him happy is his machshav about Hashem. Tmura machshavas gedulas. Raim Musa Yisbarach Baruchu. He's so attached to Hashem's greatness that he can't think of anything else. He takes his mind away from anything else that's a dimyon. He doesn't even think about it. He can't even believe that he had another machshava. That's not going to think about Hashem's greatness. Medabek ba'avas Hashem tarasei is going to be connected to the avas Hashem and his Torah. Kasham adavas shivisi Hashem l'neged summit b'li hefsek af rega. David HaMelech said, "I never even stopped thinking about Hashem for 1 second." David HaMelech said, "Can you imagine? I never ever stopped thinking about Hashem for one rega." That's the godless of the Hakara. Let's see the pas lechem on the bottom. Hayin mechuvin sheyeda shakavanas briyasi yisparach. Why does Hashem make me? Uma shaitzi nafshim in oilam ha'elyon aleihem hazekol. Why does Hashem take my neshama from the oilam ha'elyon down to this world? Harak la'avdai yisparach. It wasn't to go on vacation. That's not why Hashem took my neshama down from the top of the sky to come to this world. It's only to connect to Hashem. When you're away from people, you have mamsh a lot of time now to enjoy thinking about Hashem. And then you can think about Him properly. How could I waste my time thinking about anything else? But that was the last Yisparach, and Nachshav Metzal, the Hevel V'Rik. It's Mamish Hevel V'Rik. Let's see the Marpil and Nefesh. V'yishtayimim, building Machshav, Glossi, V'yishtayimim, V'shaysik, Emyala, Machshav, the Dovish, are building Machshav, as Gedulas Hashem, Yisparach. As Shaysik, Utaya, Umashlich, Malav, Kol, Machshav, Zaris, you throw away all other Machshavas, Umala, Liba, Rak, Gedulas Hashem, Yisparach, Levad, V'yidmishan, Chayshim, and you can't believe it, anyone can think anything else as Hashem. Let's see the top. V'im yia b'makel, if you're with a lot of people, le'isavakim l'rtzaynoi. Even when you're within a lot of people, you only care about Hashem. Le'isavakim l'rtzaynoi. What does that mean? Let's see pas lechem. Ein mesav l'kabel mehezchar b'usam shum te'eles rak shel ratzon l'fanav yisbarach. I don't care about the people. I only care about Hashem. What I am trying to get from the people? What's the Ratzon Hashem? The people is only there as a vehicle for Ratzon Hashem. Hayna is the Devar Torah, I Muster, I Lilmimam, is the Pool of Torah, to learn something. Hakamanasish Biyase, Beschabusim, Eina Misabel, Ledvarim, Ledaber, Dvarim, Alifa Pool of Sertse. I don't need to make these people happy. Shetavim, Neadam, Beschabim, Gam, Kein Gam, Oz, Aim, Libay, Kim, Lies, Lefonav, Yisbarach. It's only in front of Hashem. Usually when I'm in front of people, I want to make the people happy. But a person that's standing in front of Hashem, even when he's in front of people, he only cares to make Hashem happy. See, two pshatim. I want to make Hashem happy, not the people happy. Or I need to deal with the people in a way that's going to give the ruts in Hashem what Hashem wants me to deal with the people. Not that I care about them, but I care about how Hashem wants me to deal with them. And your whole taiva in life is only to get more Hashem. That's why we want Mashiach to come. The reason why Mashiach comes is not that we shouldn't have to live life. People think that the reason why Mashiach has to come is that we shouldn't have to live life. Life has insaneness, you know? That's not why. We want more Hashem. And when Hashem is hidden like now, you can only get a certain amount of Hashem in your heart. When Mashiach comes, you're going to be able to go to the Beis HaMikdash and get tremendous hasagas of Hashem. So the reason why Mashiach to come is to get more Hashem. That's the only reason. You want to get more Hashem. And you're so busy with Hashem that you enjoy it more than all the people enjoying Olam Hazeh. But you do simchas ba'avasai, misimchas anshei ha'olam ba'olam. You're enjoying Hashem more than all the people in Olam Hazeh enjoy Olam Hazeh. Right? A good steak, right? It's geschmack, yeah. Good steak, geschmack with French fries. He's saying here that this hergish is more enjoyable. The hergish of Hashem is more enjoyable than any hanav olam hazeh. Then he says something even more shocking. The simchas
on top.
Liyichsav kiyum lepegiyasei. You want the only thing in your mind is you have such a connection to Hashem. You only want more Hashem. V'tejidu b'simchasei ba'avasei misimchas anshe olam ba'olam. And you have such a pull to the love of Hashem more than the geshmak of Olam Hazeh ba'olam, v'simchas anshe olam ha ba'olam ha. This is a very hard statement to teach. He says that you can enjoy Hashem more than the hanav of Olam Haba. The hanav of Olam Haba is Hashem, right? Is Hashem. How does he say as a statement that the highest madrega is to enjoy the machshav Hashem even more than the people that Olam Haba? It's a very sure what he's saying over here.
Maybe it means in our world.
So let's see. Let's see the neder b'kaidesh. V'im yeh af shi'atoicha makhelis lo yachidu in yaneim lahafrid medvirkas Hashem. Even in Bizu, people, it doesn't take you away from thinking about Hashem. The pigyasei, the bakashasei, Hashem, simchasei Hashem, anechi asmach b'Hashem, ba'avasei, ba'avur simchasei olam. Ratzalayim, shesimcha, ba'avasei Hashem, yisbarach, baruch l'dvekasei, ma'atshiradasei seim, min simcha anche olam azon azeh. It takes you away from that enjoyment. V'gam afilu yirat tzadikei, v'yismuchu l'tshukas olam haba, ein esamach im mayim. You're so connected to Hashem, they're not even thinking about Olam Haba. Isn't that funny? Because Shemesayim v'simchas anshe Olam Haba, k'may v'simchas anshe Olam Haba, hasmeichem shenachal batuach b'avor chelkom shezikol b'Olam Haba.
They're happy over here because it's
that means that let's say you do a mitzvah, right? So you're excited you can get Olam Haba, right? But it's not mamish in Hashem, that excitement. The excitement of having the hergish of Hashem is more hana than the excitement of somebody who knows he's getting Olam Haba. Yeah. That's what he's saying. The connection to Hashem and the simcha in Hashem is more happiness than the simcha of somebody who knows he's going to get. Let's say a guy wins a lottery ticket. He's very excited, right? Gets a lot of Olam Haza from it, right? Let's say a person does a big mitzvah and he thinks, I'm going to get a lot of Olam Haba, right? So he's very happy, right? But the simcha of thinking about Hashem himself is even more simcha than that. Let's see the manach of Babas. To do simcha Babas, say, Tarad tamed besimcha, Babas Hashem Yisala. Yaisim ashatun mancha Olam besimcha, Babas Olam. People are very busy with Olam Haza, right? Especially nowadays, it's a big sugya, right? Olam Haza. This guy who has Avos Hashem is busier with that than the people busy in Olam Hazeh. He called Megmasi Bavoid Lavis Hashem, Loyla Kabal Pras. He's so happy with Hashem, he doesn't need anything else. Then by Umhazim Mabo, Mashem Chazal, Altu Kavadim, Ishkazet, who Thomas Sameh was signing by Avis Hashem Yisala, Babadasa by Umazet, Yoisim Tanuga Oil Mabo. Zekain Shem Chazal, Ishkazet, Yafa Shachas, Shub Master. Wow. So he's learning Kapshutai. He's learning that the Simcha you could have in Oil Mhaz is more than Oil Mabo. The Nedver Kodesh is learning that I'm happier if I connect to Hashem than people are happy with their reward, their promise for Olam Haba. But he's saying here that the people in Olam Haba don't get as much Hana as you could get from connecting to Hashem in this world. Crazy statement.
You're getting
Nenem Sevach. Right, it's a Mam Shashem, yeah.
Yeah, so.
He says, Yafa Shachas, and Shuma Zem Azem, Kalam Chaim Abba. But here, your connection to Hashem is your doing. Special Hana. It's not a.
Automatically, if you're doing Chiva, then you get more.
Your connection to Hashem here is your Maisim. So it's a very powerful Hana. When Hashem gives you an Olam Haba, it's like automatic. It's not your Maisim. It's coming from your Gemol, but he's saying that your work towards Avos Hashem is a much higher Madrega of Hana. Even. Let's see this, the Nadab HaKadosh, Mesimchas Olam on page Reish Gimel. I'm in Makam Shnei Mitzrayim. I'm in Simchas Ayil Mazev Ayil Mabah. Ki be'eni ha'avoida ha'derech k'mol Ayil Mabah ein nikos avoida z'shem abavayvid atzmai v'loshen chachamim almanas kabba pras. In other words, why are you thinking about the pras? L'fuka avoida z'abeteach ha'kodesh ha'nizke ha'vedase k'di sh'yal l'ratzen l'fnei Hashem. You want the relationship with Hashem, right? Why are you thinking about reward for? If you have Hashem proud of you, that's the greatest reward. You're nothing but the pras. The whole sefer here, the whole chazal is for relationship with Hashem. The tachas of the whole sefer is to have relationship with Hashem. If you're makir that nekuda relationship, you don't think about pras ever, because a shvarza, when he works, he has to see the money on the table, right? Mm-hmm. Why? Because he doesn't understand the concept of relationship. But a regular worker, when he works for a guy, he wants to make the boss happy. Why? Why does he want to make the boss happy? Because he knows that the relationship is worth more than the stupid $10. Right? Let's say the boss asks you, can you stay late tonight? It's an emergency. So Schwarzer says, what am I getting for it? Get $20, okay, I'll stay. A normal person stays without asking that question. Why? Because he knows that the relationship is worth more than a stupid $20, yeah? Why is the relationship worth more? Because if he sees that I'm a good worker, then he'll give me a raise, and I'll get a $20 every hour instead of getting $20 one time, right? I'll get $20 every hour more, right? So it's a chilk between a shaita and a normal person. Same thing over here. The guy's thinking about Olam Haba all day. He doesn't chop his relationship with Hashem, because if you could get a better relationship with Hashem, who cares about Olam Haba? What is that? That's the greatest Olam Haba. Hashem wants to take care of me. Hashem will love me more. I'll get a more bonus than that, than the whole Olam Haba. So he's saying that I don't think about Olam Haba, because I think about the relationship with Hashem. That's the part. I don't think about Olam Haba. I'm thinking about the relationship with Hashem, which is right now, which is more powerful. Let's see the Marpil Nefesh. Tadru Simchas Ba'avasei Atshuda Shutshuda Tam Ba'avas Hashem Huli Simcha G'day L'Yaisim Ma'a Shesmecham An She'oil Ma'zeh K'shmegiyah Tavasam. There's no taiva in the world that can compare to the Hana of feeling Hashem. Ma'a Shesmecham Ha'meisim B'tanuga El Ma'ba. Even more than the dead people enjoy El Ma'ba. Ki Simchas Ba'avas Hashem Hu Yaisit Tainik. He's also learning. The Marpil Nefesh is also learning, like the Nedav Kodesh, that the enjoyment they could get of connecting to Hashem in this world is more than Olam Haba. Moshem Chazal, Yafa Shachas Shuma Zatema, Zachar Mabo. Wow. That's shaking. Let's see the Torah of Anan. Kiyom Pekiyasi, Masha Poka Vash, Mikra Anche, Manche Shem, Tamidu, Simchas Vash Hashem, Shiachi Kokach Simchas Vash Hashem, Masha Lo Yichnes, Belibe Klal, Simchas Anche, El Mashem, Smirch Mazeh. The Torah of Anan is learning that I'm so busy with Alam Hab, I don't even think about these stupid things with the vacations and the meat and the chalent and everything. Vesimchas Anche, El Mabo, Shal Isha, Sha'ela, Loya, Yesh, Le Oid, Chelik, Menachel, Botanik, Ben Adam, Ba'ilam, Mashasham Chalka Ma'ashem Abba. This person, Shalisha Sha'ela Loi, Hayesh Loid Chel Gunach Tunung Menadim Ba'ilam, Ach Mashasham Chalka Ma'ashem Abba, Ikas and Chasim. See, he's learning different Shah Tevan. He's learning that this guy who thinks about Hashem, he's Simchasan Sha'elam Abba, he's the Na'elam Habba. Not that he's better than the Na'elam Habba people. Look at the past. Lechem b'leichsayif shemi shu ayev b'chaburis bin adam hu nechsef l'vigyasim shizdam l'chavrim v'zein nechsef kim b'gis Hashem. He doesn't want anything in this world. Odav kavai tadru simchasi shesimcha b'avasi yisparach matri libay shein libay pani l'smech aysa simcha shan shahu asmechem b'am hazeh. His brain and his mind is so attached to Olam Haba, he doesn't have any feeling and hergish to think about Olam Hazeh. The Pasachim is learning it's an Olam Haza. He doesn't learn like those pshatim that it's more than Olam Haba. It means it's more than the people who are thinking about Olam Haba in this world. So we'll finish off the Chavis of Avis. This is the highest Majrega Betachim. So you see from here that all the Madrigas of Betachin is all about connecting with Hashem. The entire sugya has nothing to do with getting a Gashmis to Kahana. The entire sugya of Betachin has to do with connecting to Hashem. This is the highest Madriga, but it's all about connecting to Hashem. With school to the Kim Azakim, of Arich Meshutach Hashem Kivinucha, the Shimcha Zicha Tavis Nafesh. Sama Nafshi the Kim Lekel Chai. Ela Esther Madrigas of Betachin Ashla Yimali Betach Be'echad Mim. There's nobody in this world that's not in one of these categories. Right? Even if you're a guy, you don't have a shem, but you're betech in something, right? Otherwise, you'd be in the mental home. You'd be panicking. So the avodah is to transfer all your betechin to Hashem. Umatsanu, inyan ha-betechin, belashin ha-kaydish, melitza, ba'adai, eser melim, kenegin. And you see, taka, there's 10 different words to refer to all different types of betechins. And the reason why there's 10 different words and 10 different betachin is because every single matzav a person's in calls for a different hergish. Every single matzav you're in, when you have a good day, right? So your hergish towards Hashem is one way. When you're having a hard day, your hergish is to Hashem. That's why Dovnach has 150 kapitlach in Tehillim, and every single Tehillim is a different hergish of what he was feeling that day. One day he was in the mood of saying, Hal. One day he was running away from his enemies. Every single day was a different hargish. That's why it says Mivtach, Mishan, Tikva, Machse, Techeles, Chikoi, Usmicha, Veshever, Umisod, Vechesel. Every single matzav, like one day he feels Mivtach, he feels confidence. This confidence has to be in Hashem, right? He feels confidence. Mishan, one day he feels he needs someone to lean on, right? He needs someone to lean on. It's a different hergish. Miftach is, I feel guaranteed, I feel success. Mishan, I need someone to lean on, right? It's a different hergish. Tikva means hope, right? I have hope, right? I'm hopeful, right? I got hopeful news. So it's a different, like, I'm in a bad situation, but I have hope. Umachse, and I feel I need someone to go in the shade, right? I need a place to go. A lot of times David Melch says, I want to go into the tower, the fortress of Hashem. But Techeles. Techeles is also a type of a hope. Chikoi, Usmicha, to lean on, Shaver, Umisar, Vechas. Every single matzav is a different type of hergish. Right? Some days more hope, some days more scary, some days more. when Hashem is there, you're connecting to Hashem and you're feeling His presence in a different way. Every day is a different way.
What's Kessel?
Kessel, he says over here, is Hashem Yeh B'cheslecha. It's a certain type of hergish that it's like a rock. A lot of times he says like a rock, like a tzur. I feel the strength, the tzur. I feel the tzur of Hashem, right? Every single day is a different hergish that he's working towards in his connection to Hashem. That's why it's 150 kapitel in Tehillim. And every single kapitel is different. One day he's running away from his enemies, he's crying, he's screaming to Hashem. Right, so that's a certain connection, right? The next day he wins the war, and he feels all happy, right? And he's singing Shira to Hashem. The other day he's not winning the war yet, but he hopes he wins the war. He looks like he's going to win the war, so he has different hargish that day. So every single matzav causes a different hargish, and when the hargish is connected to Hashem, then it's betachin.
Which level is strongest?
So he sounds like over here the Kessel is the highest madrega. But I don't know. Lav Dafki is saying in the level of which is bigger.
You told him to find the Lashon Kessel.
Yeah, he says Shem Yeh Bechislecha. Keshem Yeh Bechislecha V'Sham Meraglecha Milachad. Hashem is my support. My support. I feel He's my support. So the bottom line is we're finishing Chavos Avavos now. The whole Shire Betachin. And there's a secret that people say that a Yid never gives up hope, right? What's pshat in that? What's pshat in the verse, a Yid never gives up hope? The Teretz is that whenever anyone has something to hang on to, he doesn't give up hope. The Teva of Adam, when you have something to hang on to, you don't give up hope. That's the way your world runs. A person's brain, when he's in a bad matzav, always wraps his brain around the hope. So since the Yid has a Shem, that hargish, you have something to hope, you have something to wrap your brain around, so that's why you never give up hope, because you're wrapping your brain around Hashem. Even if the talk is, everyone else gives up hope, the doctors, the this, the that, but the fact that you have Hashem, that gives the person light and hope to wrap his brain around. So therefore he never gives up hope. It's not something you could explain. It's not something you could explain on paper. Because the doctors gave up hope and everyone else gave up hope, right? But the thinking about Hashem makes the person feel better. It's, you have something to hold on to. It's something that's not explainable. The Yid has Hashem and that makes him happy. When he thinks about Hashem, it makes him happy. That machshava wraps his brain around something because nitzchias. It's a nitzchiastic thing and that makes him feel that he has hope. Even though there's no hope. But that machshav bar Hashem makes him feel better. Someone as Lat Saras asked me if when they daven like very stark for a certain thing, they wonder if they're doing the right thing. So I said that when you finish davening, you feel better or you feel worse? So she said that when she finishes davening, she feels much better. So I said, obviously you're doing the right thing, right? You feel better. That's the vert. Why does she feel better if the thing she's dying for there's no hope for, right?
Her mind, there is hope. The
answer is that the machshava, the connecting to Hashem, gives you hope.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's not necessarily helping that item, it still gives you hope for that item. It still gives you hope.
The likes what Hashem does for him, whether it's Nisa or Chaim.
Right, but when a person is in a shver matzav, he needs hope. A person in a shver matzav, he needs hope, right? He needs hope. So this vart that you're connecting to Hashem, that vart that you're connecting to Hashem, gives you that hope. Even though you're right, it doesn't. It's not going to fix the problem, but it still fixes the problem. It still fixes the problem. Right, it's true, but this issue that the person has, the lack, the person has a certain lack in his heart, because everyone gave up, whatever the problem is, kids off the darach, whatever the problem is. He has a certain chasar in his heart, right? There's a lacking in his heart. The machshav about Hashem fixes that problem, even though it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense because the problem's still there. Why this lady, she has 10 kids off the darach. Why when she dies she feels better? The kids are not coming back. Why does she feel better? The answer is that when she thinks about Hashem, it fixes that problem. That problem. It's not an explainable thing. It fixes that. It gives you that hope. It gives you the hope. Her kids are coming back. It gives her the hope.
What does the word hope mean?
A person has a lack of hope, they have a certain lack in their heart. There's a certain break in the heart, right?
Yeah.
There's something there is hurting. The betachon fixes that hole. When you
hope
have betachon Hashem,
be good.
You fix the hole.
Hope doesn't mean that it's going to be
so. Year, so
not this Gilgal, maybe next Gilgal, maybe another
Mahabharata. We don't know what it means. I'm telling you, it's not explainable. It's not explainable.
Can't top it up.
A yid doesn't give up hope. That fixes, when you think about it, a guy's laying in the barracks in the Holocaust and he's thinking about Hashem, he feels better. What does it help thinking about Hashem? He's still in the barracks. It's a mitzias. It's a mitzias like a thing. It fixes that. It gives a person hope.
But it's not an explainable thing.
It's not an explainable thing.
No?
It's not an explainable thing.
Why, the neshama? The soul is comfort, no?
It gives them comfort. Mean? It gives them nechama.
What does nechama mean by avelus? Just one second. What does nechama mean by avelus?
It fixes the hole.
What does it mean? Let's go to nechama.
The person has a hole in their heart.
Hole in the heart. And but he still has a hole in his heart.
When you think about Hashem,
it fixes that hole. It's like nechama.
It fixes that hole. It gives them the hope that he is lacking. It gives them the hope.
He's saying it's like Nechama. Like a mockim yinachem eschem. Nothing's changing.
No, because
the mace is still not here.
The answer is that there are certain things that people can't handle to live with that. There's certain things that people can't handle. Let's say God's not in the madrega of saying, I don't care what happens. Right? It's not in the madrega. So he can't live with this problem. People have problems, right? And they can't live with these problems. So what happens because of that? They snap because you can't live with this problem, right? And I have to have a solution to this problem, so I can't handle it. So I'll snap up, right? Right? A guy doesn't have a Hashem, right? So he has a problem, and there's no solution to the problem. He went to all the whatever. They said there's nothing you can do about it. So he jumps off the bridge. He can't live with it. But a yid has a Hashem, right? And when he thinks about Hashem, it fixes that. Hashem will help him.
That's it.
And that fixes the problem.
It's a nechama.
It fixes the problem. That's not explainable. It's not explainable, but it's a fact. When you think about Hashem, when you get this kirvus Hashem, it fixes that hole. And it gives the person the hope that he needs.
And then it feels good.
And that's what it means, that he never gives up hope, because he's connecting to Hashem. He always connects to Hashem. And that's the or, that's the light, the or habayka that a yid looks at, that makes him feel better. It's not explainable.
Right, but some people
have issues that they cannot live with, right? They cannot handle it. And they're not the madrake to say that I could handle it, because they can't handle it. And when they think about Hashem, it gives them hope. It gives them hope. It gives them the hope that they need. It gives them that hope. It's a fact. This is a fact. The question is, why does it work? How does it work? The answer is, it's not explainable. But what it means, that Yid always has hope, means that when you think and connect to Hashem, you feel better afterwards.
So that's the big picture.
Could be the high madrega that he doesn't care to talk about Olam Haza. Could be a high madrega. Could be a high madrega. Could be a high madrega taka. Could be a high madrega taka doesn't care about anything, right? Could be a high madrega. But when a person is not on that madrega, and
this is what Hashem wants, that's what you want.
Right, but I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it gives them hope. It gives them the hope. That what? That he doesn't need anything. He doesn't need anything. Okay, that's a high madrega. It's a high madrega. It's a high madrega. But let's say a person's not in that madrega, right? It's still, he gets hope. He gets hope. Well, how does he get hope? 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 The answer is not explainable. He gives him hope.
There's a higher force that's helping him out. He's a shape.
He feels
alone.
Better.
He's not alone.
He feels Hashem over him.
He's probably in a terrible condition, but if he has someone that's with him, giving him helping,
right.
Someone did, there's something there to help him. He knows that there's an agent
that's
in charge.
Right, that gives him that.
He knows there's an agent in charge, that even though everything is kefarlok, but he knows.
He sees Hashem over there. Right. He sees Hashem.
What he said, you're not alone. You're not changing your life. You're not alone. People show.
Just to see you, a living miracle.
Like he said, shows I'm not
see Hashem over there, yeah. So how do you know? Bottom line is, at the end of the whole betachin, how do you know if it's kaychi v'aitzim yadi or if it's Hashem? How do you know? When you go to work, how do you know if it's kaychi v'aitzim yadi or if it's Hashem?
Because you wouldn't believe Hashem, we would say the whole business would go garbage.
Maybe it's kaychi v'aitzim yadi. How do you know if it's Hashem? How do you know if it's kaychi? The answer is that when you go to work, if you is one person in the car, you know it's kaychi v'aitzim yadi. If there's two in the car, then you know it's Hashem. Halakim yisumeinu min abaitchem elav hanimsarim ledinei benira benista barachem v'amein nishlam shar v'tachin lekel achrin v'rishin.